multidimensional personality, a multidimensional personality, Imam Muhammad Raza, Imam Muhammad Raza. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, once again we welcome you in our transmission about the biography of Ala Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, a multi-dimensional personality. And today, another beautiful topic for you, inshaAllah, we'll be talking about the piety, taqwa. And alhamdulillah, you will be amazed to see he was an imam, especially when it came to do taqwa, to do ibadat in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, what a personality he was, inshaAllah, you'll be learning a lot. But before we proceed ahead towards the main topic, let's do a few good intentions, because it is the saying of Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. And Imam Bukhari, alayhi rahma, the very first hadith he has brought in his book, that is also regarding intention. And one of the parts of that hadith is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ So dear Islamic brothers, our actions, they depend upon our niyyah, our intentions. So intentions, they play a very vital role in our day-to-day routine life. And the more intentions we make, inshallah, the higher the rewards we can attain. Let's make a few good intentions, inshallah. I will make an intention today that I will deliver this silsila, this program, for the sake of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, azza wa jal, to attain the reward. And you can make an intention, inshaAllah, azza wa jal. You will listen from start till end, inshaAllah, for the sake and pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Whatever you learn today, you will remember it. You will, inshaAllah, act upon and pass the knowledge on to others too, inshaAllah, azza wa jal. And my dear Islamic brothers, if you've got a pen and paper, it's a good idea to write down the important bits, important points, inshallah. It will help you to remember what you learned today, and later on, you will have your notes for revision too, inshallah. My dear Islamic brothers, I've got a beautiful panel today with me. Before we proceed towards our topic, let's include one naat of Mustafa Kareem, alayhi salatu wassalam. A kalam of Raza, Imam Ahmed Raza. He praised Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in beautiful words. Let's listen the kalam of Ala Hazrat. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Zalli chari kar teri paizaron ke Zalli chari kar teri paizaron ke Taj sar bante hai Tayyaron ke Zalli chari kar teri paizaron ke Zalli chari kar teri paizaron ke Taj sar bante hai سیاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے ہم سے چوروں پہ جو فرمائے کرم 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 خلعت زر بنے پشتاروں کے خلعت زر بنے پشتاروں کے خلعت زر بنے پشتاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری ستاروں کے ذرے جھل کر تیری پیداروں کے میرے آقا کا وہ دری ہے جسے پر 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 ماتھے گر جاتے ہیں سرداروں کے ماتھے گر جاتے ہیں سرداروں کے ماتھے گر جاتے ہیں سرداروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے ذرے جھڑ کر تیری پیزاروں کے کیسے آقاؤں کا بندہ ہو رضا 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 بولے والے میری سرکاروں کے بولے والے میری سرکاروں کے بولے والے میری سرکاروں کے ذرے گھر کر تیری پیزاروں کے ذرے گھر کر تیری پیزاروں کے تاج سر بنتے ہیں سیاروں کے ذرے گھر کر تیری
کیسے آقاؤں کا بندہ ہوں رضا کیسے آقاؤں کا بندہ ہوں رضا بول بالے میری سرکاروں کے نو ڈاؤٹ مائی ڈیئر اسلامی برادرز الحمدللہ رب العالمین وی اہل سنہ وی آر فارچونیٹ الحمدللہ سچ گریٹ پرسنالٹیز دے ہیو کم ان دی ہسٹری اینڈ الحمدللہ وی ہیو گاٹ نسبت ود دیم When you talk about the fiqh, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Alhamdulillah, we are proud that we are Hanafi. We have got the Imam Azam of fiqh. Alhamdulillah, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. When you talk about the tasawwuf, then we have got Ghaus-e Azam subhanallah, who is the sardar, the leader of all the awliya, the sultanul awliya, Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. And when you talk about subhanallah, In the recent past, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatur Rahman, what a great personality, what a multi-dimensional personality. And today we are sitting and talking about the seerah, different dimensions of such personality who was an institution within the personality. Inshallah, we'll be talking about the taqwa, we'll be talking about the piety of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatur Rahman. And we have added another guest today, another brother, another muballigh of Dawat-e-Islami. Alhamdulillah, in our panel, he is a doctor. Professionally, he is a doctor, a qualified doctor. And inshallah, we'll be also listening some pearls from him too today, inshallah. First of all, I would like to go to our muballigh of Dawat-e-Islami, Wasim Bhai. What you would like to share today on the serious aspect of Ala Hazrat and his piety and taqwa?
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تقوى piety in its own الحمد لله عز وجل is such a quality that Allah سبحانه وتعالى gives this quality to his special people to his chosen people and more a person is closer to Allah سبحانه وتعالى the higher the تقوى he possesses and When we look into the Holy Quran and Blessed Ahadith Mubarakah, we see various glad tidings for those who possess taqwa. The various glad tidings for them. And when we see the taqwa of Imam Ahle Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Alayhi Rahmatur Rahman is matchless. It's absolutely unique in terms of the piety, the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the righteousness and all those components which are necessary for taqwa. To have in oneself all those components to the extent to which Imam Ahle Sunnat Alayhi Rahma possessed them within himself was matchless, was unique, was amazing. To such an extent that ulama, they say, those who've done research on Imam Ahle Sunnat Alayhi Rahma, they say that if all other qualities were taken out of Imam Ahle Sunnat, you talk about his scholarly aspect, you take his unique qualities, everything out, and just leave his taqwa in himself, still, because of his taqwa, he will still be highly ranked wali of Allah. Take everything aside, just leave taqwa in him, he will still attain a high rank in the court of Allah as a wali. Now, when you have taqwa in you, what do? You perform those actions that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refrain from those actions that would displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala adopted this in his seerah, in his life, when we look at various incidents, it's amazing. As we know that in some circumstances, a person is exempted from offering salah bi jamaat. There are certain exemptions which Sharia has given upon us. For example, when a person is severely ill, he can't even stand up, he can't even walk, then Sharia permits us to leave jamaat and we can offer salah at home, if we are so severely ill. In the last days of Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, when he became so severely ill, he had gone so weak, his body had gone so frail that he couldn't even walk. Even at that time, now he had the exemption from Sharia to offer salah at home. But even at that time, Imam Ahl Sunnat made four people to pick him up, lift him and take him to the masjid.
Allah, Allah.
And would still offer salah with jama'at. This is the taqwa, the piety that Imam Ahl Sunnat had.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. My dear Islamic brothers, viewers of Madani Channel, did you listen? SubhanAllah. What a great piety Imam Ahl Sunnat, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmat Rahman possessed. You will be frequently listening this word, this phrase, this term, taqwa, parhezgari, piety. What it is actually, I would like to just give you a little bit slight touch so that, because if you will be listening again and again from Mubalighin, so you know what it is, what is the definition, what ulama have talked about taqwa and what it is taqwa. The Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, different ulama, different scholars, they've got different view about it. They have given different definitions about it. And few ulama, they've said, a person is not found where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala does not want to see him. That is taqwa. A person, a bondman is not found where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala doesn't want him to be there. Now we have to imagine there are pubs, there are clubs, there are cinema houses, there are places where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala doesn't want us to go. And there are certain places where Allah wants us to go, like masajid, like istima'at, like good places. And there are certain places where we should not be there. When we are thinking about taqwa and piety, then we need to think about it. Where I am at the moment. If my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will become happy with this place where I am or not. This is one of the meanings of taqwa. And my dear Islamic brothers, taqwa is when you are walking in a jungle and there are bushes and you're walking, then you save your clothing so that there are no thorns that touch you. And then you carefully walk to that part. And this dunya, my dear Islamic brothers, full of sins. Everywhere shaitan is coming. Nafs is there. And you have to walk to this path very carefully. And you have to save yourself from the sins. This is taqwa. To do piety, to do goodness is taqwa. And the best taqwa is to save yourself from the sin. To saving yourself from the sin, it is itself a great taqwa. Forget about doing the nafil ibadat. That is one of the beautiful means to add taqwa in parhezgari. Faraid, wajibat are definitely to do. But a minor sin, saving yourself from that, it is also taqwa. So when you will be listening, the taqwa, parhezgari, the piety, then you should now know what Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmat rahman, he excelled in it. The waqafa, you would like to add something about the taqwa of Imam Ahl Sunnah.
MashaAllah, you mentioned a few of the meanings of taqwa. A few other meanings of taqwa are piety, God consciousness, and have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal.
Recognition.
Recognition, and to be conscious that there is Allah Azza wa Jal, and to be afraid and to be scared of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, of the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in the life of Ala Hazrat, rahmatullah alayhi, we see that where his ilm and knowledge was amazing, his taqwa was also outstanding as well. His piety, his God consciousness was outstanding as well. He would definitely preach what he would do to himself, what he would preach. He would practice what he would preach. There are many waqiyat in the past few centuries we had about his childhood. His taqwa started when he was a young child. But he was not in the age of fasting, but he wanted to fast, and his father took him into the room and said, "Beta, have the sweets." And he said, your father said, "Nobody's looking at you."
Allah,
he said, "Allah is watching me." So Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi's taqwa started at a very young age. Even before the age of puberty, his taqwa started already, mashaAllah. There are so many waqiyat in the life of Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi that shows his taqwa and piety. Once Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he went to a gathering and food was presented to him and there was some shorba in that gathering. He liked the shorba so much that he wanted to drink the shorba. He called the host and he said, "Can I drink this shorba?" He said, "Azul, of course, it's for you. Drink it. If you want more, I'll bring more for you." He said, "No, the reason why I'm asking is because it's against the urf, it's against the norm to drink shorba. You bought this shorba here to eat with roti. This is not the norm that people drink shorba. So I have to ask your permission that I can drink this because you prepared this not to drink, you prepared this to eat with roti. Therefore, I'm asking you, can I drink this shorba?" And he got the permission before him. This is taqwa. This is piety. We won't go to gatherings. Whatever we like to eat, even whatever's next to somebody else's plate, we eat that. We don't care what other people think. But this was Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, that God consciousness, the piety in Allah Hazrat, that he would ask people even to drink what was presented in front of him as well.
SubhanAllah. Ali Islamic Village and viewers of Madani Channel. We've got another guest, as I earlier mentioned, our brother Dr. Khurram, mashallah. We'll go to him. Also, what you would like to add with regards to today's topic to the viewers of Madani Channel?
Alhamdulillah, it's a great honor is to be talking about the truly multifaceted personality of Sayyidi Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayh. And as you said, I think if you look at the history, there have been many jewels in the crown, which has been certainly decorated by the Ummah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Indeed, Ulama Kiram make that crown. And you see lots of these jewels which are so beautifully engraved in this crown. And so certainly Sayyidi Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala is no less an example of that. And for every era, they need to bring all that knowledge, all that examples of piety in this case, and then bring it to the modern, what's actually happening in those walks of life as they lived. And this actually gives the people who are around them practical examples of how you could bring those examples from the seed of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, from the biographies of Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan, and you bring them into what is relevant today.
Right.
And that's what, alhamdulillah, we see with the seed of Sayyidi Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala. If someone is God-fearing, if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is fearing person, then they would bear the azmah and jalala of the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala as well. And I see examples of that in Fatawa Razviya Sharifiya, people who try to actually denigrate the integrity which is associated with the name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Sayyidi Allah Rahmatullah Ta'ala strongly criticized them and he actually supported what it should be. And one of the examples you see, Sayyidi Allah Rahmatullah Ta'ala wrote, well, at least 1,000 books. And if you look at his life and count the number of days he lived, it comes to almost about 55 pages he wrote every day. And that was even before, if you look at examples like Fatawa Razviya Sharif, where it was 12,000 and now it's going beyond 22,000 pages. So I guess we'll discuss that some other point, at some other time. Throughout this, whenever Sayyidi Allah Rahmatullah Ta'ala, he writes the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, or even when it comes to writing durood upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he always writes Allah Ta'ala, or if he writes the ruth, he says Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. So Alhamdulillah, I was listening to Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islam, Damat Barakat Mulali, and he quoted this example that throughout all the books, over 1,000 books he's written, take any of them, he has never written the name of Allah Azza wa Jal by itself. He always depicted the Azma and Jalala deserving of that name, at least by writing, at minimum, he would write
that. Also, he has got a fatwa as well regarding this topic. He has mentioned this. So what does it take? A little bit of time, second, minor seconds, few seconds, and a little bit of ink. Why you are leaving, you are getting deprived of such a great, great reward you can attain in that. SubhanAllah, it's a very beautiful point with regards to the piety of Allah Hazrat and adab he possessed for Allah and his Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Any Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to add another beautiful waqia from the Seerat Ala Hazrat Imam Ahli Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatul Rahman. Every page of his biography, when you open, every page, every sentence, every paragraph, every phrase when you look at, you just, my dear Islamic brothers, get amazed. You see what kind of personality he was born. What a great personality he was. Allahu Akbar. I was reading the seerah of Imam Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan and Rahmatul Rahman, and this waqia went through my eyesight, and I noted that there was a person who presented in the court of Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan and Rahmatul Rahman, and he brought some kind of dessert, right? It was a kind of a food. And he brought that sweet for Allah Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman. And Allah Hazrat inquired from him, how did you come? Like, why did you come? Was there any reason? He said, Huzur, just I came to say salam to you. He said, okay, fine. Is there any work you have got with me? He replied, no, Huzur, nothing. I just came to ask your health. I just came to meet you. Allahu Akbar. Imam Sahib, he said, Jazakallah. Like, thank you very much, so nice of you, you have come to the... Is there anything you want to say? He asked again. Now he asked third time. Allah Hazrat is asking him third time. Is there any work you have got? He says, no, nothing. Allahu Akbar. And then Allah Hazrat, he was busy in doing something. He got busy in doing what he was doing. And that person, he was sitting there. After a little while, that person, he asked Imam Ahl Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ya Hazrat, can you please give me one ta'weez? Allahu Akbar. Imam Ahl Sunnah, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman, when he heard this, then he said, I asked you three times that you have got any work to do, you've got anything to do with me, you have come for some reason or not, but you did not reply, you should have told me then. And what had happened was, the sweet that person had brought for Allah Hazrat, he had sent it to the home, towards the ladies' part of the section, right? And then what he did was, the very first thing he said, he sent somebody that bring that sweet back from the house, and he gave it back to him, and he gave ta'weez. He asked the person to give him a ta'weez, and he said, we don't sell ta'weezat here. See, Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, this was the piety. You see, when a person, he came, he inquired him, is there any reason you have brought this gift for me, this sweet for me? Is there any other reason you have come for me? He denied. He inquired three times. Then he sent that sweet to the section of the ladies, you see, at home, you can say, Allahu Akbar. When he found out that this person had come for ta'weez, he had returned that.
It's very, very common nowadays. We accept the gift and we don't go into the depth of knowing, into the depth of the sensitivity of the matter,
Allahu,
that whether it is permissible for us or not. We don't really pay too much attention towards it. And again, I would come to the same point. Many people with knowledge, even they neglect this point. But
that's
look,
the difference between us and Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. Because you would like to add here another beautiful aspect of Allah.
As we're talking about sweets and desserts, another beautiful waqiyat about desserts. Once somebody presented Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi with some firni. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi was in the gathering with his companion, and he had how much he wanted. Now he wanted to present some of that firni to his companion as well. What would we do? We hear some waters here, anything here, we say here, we have it as well. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah, his taqwa was so much that he said, this is not my possession. How can I present it to somebody else? Again, he called the host. He said, can I present this firni to my companion as well? He said, of course you can. Why are you asking? He goes, no, you presented this to me. You did not give me the ijazat to give it to my companion. So I need to get your permission, your ijazat, to give it to my companion as well. This is taqwa. Look, azim, a great amount of taqwa Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi had. And again, if we ask ourselves, where is our taqwa? If you ask us, where is our God consciousness? The majority of the problems we have today in our societies are because we have lost our taqwa. We have forgotten about Allah and His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Because we don't know the definition of taqwa. We don't know what is piety, what taqwa is. Forget about acting upon, forget about thinking about it. Forget about these very, very sensitive, small issues what we are talking about, the seerah of the great personalities like Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. But Alhamdulillah, the reason what we are doing the silsila is to mention such sweet, beautiful pearls from their lives, and then we can learn something, and then we can understand, you see, what piety is, what taqwa is. You have got something to add.
There are a couple of things which came to my mind. So when someone really, truly possesses that fear of Allah's division, and that is manifested as piety, then they would look after the ni'mah which has been given by the Creator Azza wa Jalla. So actually looking after all these various ni'mah, various favors and bounties of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that is, you know, truly deserving of that status of piety. So that reminds me of this Hadith, about the meaning of which is when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to the Blessed House and he found a piece of bread on the floor.
Yeah.
And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, anha, when this bread runs from a nation, it never comes back.
Value it.
Allah. Value it. So if we look at our today's society, what are we doing? All the Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us all these favors and bounties which we are enjoying in terms of our food. If you just look at this country, billions of pounds worth of food is wasted every year. Because we have lost we've lost touch with the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us these bounties. If we actually understood the meaning of that. So what Sayyidi Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, considering he's the imam of his time, and look at how he would take care and look after the bounties of Allah Azza wa Jal, that someone can bring something to his court. Lots of people are gathered. Imam, so Sayyidi Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, he is there as a guest of honor. And he says, would you read Fatiha? And then we'll do Isali Sawab to Sayyidi Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. And then as the Fatiha happens, and then that person starts distributing it. And that is, as he's distributing, suddenly Sayyidi Al-Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala, he stands up. He leaves where he's sitting, comes down, then kneels down. And then he almost kneels down to the level that he is actually, his blessed face is touching the ground floor. And then what he's trying to do is to try and pick up that little piece of that dessert which has fallen on the floor by mistake. He's trying to pick it up from the tip of his tongue.
There are two reasons why he could have done this. One, for the ni'mah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. For another reason, because it has a special nisbat to Huzur Ghawse Pak, and it was this was a blessed food, as a, you can say, for Isal Sawab, which has a nisbat with Huzur Ghawse Pak radiallahu ta'ala, and it was the Shirini. And Islamic brothers, subhanAllah, these are the personalities. What great personalities, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. Kaise aqaon ka bandahu raza, bol bale meri sarkaron ke. And we have, Nasser has touched a very sensitive topic, that how much food we are wasting, and we are not being, you can say, thankful to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the favors Allah has bestowed upon us. I remember a story which I had seen from my own eyes. Ali Islamic Brothers, and viewers of Madani Channel, I was quite young at that time, and I saw two young boys, right, in back home, where they were picking the garbage, right? You see, there are some people, they've got this profession, they are poor people, they go around, they pick the garbage, and then whatever, they get something from that, they sell it, and they make some money, and they run their house like this. And I saw those little two boys, they opened their legs, and they just got it amputee, and they were just searching stuff. They found two leg pieces of chicken, and they had just like bones of that. A little bit of meat was there with that, from that garbage. And my dear Islamic brothers and viewers from Madani Channel, I'm telling you, by Allah, I saw these two little boys eating that bone, a little meat touched with that. And how much food do we waste? My dear Islamic brothers, we're talking about piety. Piety is this, to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Piety is to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's ni'mas. We eat food, our plate is half. You see, we have eaten, we leave the plate. And we waste the food. We don't even think. Imagine there were two boys, just as I mentioned, how many people there are. Our fridge and freezers are full of food. We have got drinks. We have got so many things. And then we take it for granted. We waste so much food on day-to-day routine life. Forget about the weddings, how much food is wasted. That is a separate big topic to be discussed. But we are talking about at home, how much food is wasted. But imagine those people, they don't have clean water to drink. Imagine those people, they don't have two times a meal to eat, my dear Islamic brothers. Imagine those people, they've got their cookers, they are not lit completely twice a day, my dear Islamic brothers. Imagine those people. Then you will remember, you will value the ni'mas of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We are washing our cars, how much water is wasted? The women, they are just washing their utensils at home. How much water is he? Is he something, a person who is sensitive like Amir al-Sunnat? I would just imagine if we would see a flow of our tabs flowing and wasted, how would he feel?
Had we done the same if we possessed the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal in our hearts?
Absolutely not.
So basically, again, coming back to the topic of our today's silsila,
okay.
that we lack taqwa. Those who have taqwa, they don't do this. Why? Because they are fearsome of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the ni'mah that we've been given, we will be questioned about these on the Day of Judgment. The ni'mah that we are eating today, we will be questioned upon them on the Day of Judgment. All these examples that we've touched upon, all these examples are of those who do not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would never waste the food, they would never waste the water.
Subhanallah.
And this is the difference that we lack in our society today. Once we have taqwa, then inshallah, these problems, we won't see them as we are seeing nowadays.
Nigrani Shura was mentioning, even when Amir al-Sunnah, Ahmad Barakat Mulaliya, when he has a tissue paper, you see how long he would use it, keep it, until really you think that yes, now it perhaps can be disposed of, and still he would be fearful that if I waste that piece of, you know, tissue paper, which probably we, you know, we've wasted perhaps hundreds of those a day. You know, our children come and they take 1, 2, and 3 and then go straight into the bin. And he's so this is again going back to the taqwa and piety, that he's so fearful of Allah Azza wa Jalla that this is his bounty. And this really relates to another big topic which we hear quite a lot, and that is about being friendly to the environment. Where are all these bounties coming from? Why are we, so if you take example tissue paper, what it is recycled from the trees. And so all these trees around the world, big jungles are actually cut down so they can sustain our needs of providing us tissue paper and writing paper and whatever else we need. And we are wasting it. And as a result, actually, we are not just being detrimental to the society and environment we are living in, but this is actually another example of how we have lost touch, and though we say on our tongues that we are fearful of Allah Azza wa Jal, but in practice, in reality, we are not. Because if we were, then we wouldn't be actually wasting time.
SubhanAllah, Amir al-Sunn, my Sheikh Tariqat, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatul Aliyah, his personality is, he is also a Havala, he is also a recognition being the lover, the true devotee of Ala Hazrat. He is an Ashiq Ala Hazrat. I think he has learned these things from his Sheikh Tariqat. And my dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah, Amir Ahl Sunnah, I have seen him during Madani Muzakiras, which normally, Alhamdulillah, every Saturday, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatul Aliyah, he has a program which is called Madani Muzakira, and it's such a great program which Alhamdulillah is consisted on different masail and issues he addresses to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala sallam. During those Madani Muzakiras, we're talking about the wastage, he drinks water, so when he finishes his water, then he would wait, because the drops which are linked at the sides of that, and he would wait a little bit, if those people, they have noticed Amir al-Sunnat, and after a little bit of time, then those drops would gather again at the bottom, Allahu Akbar, then he would drink them too. He doesn't even waste the little drops which are left into that container, Allahu Akbar. This is the taqwa of the, you can say, Ashiqi Ala Hazrat. What would be the taqwa of Imam al-Sunnah, Shah Imam Muhammad Allah?
When we go back to the Zat of Ala Hazrat, rahmatullahi ta'ala, and we look at how their affairs was. It's amazing to see that once Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala he needed to purchase some kerosene oil. And he went to the shop to get the kerosene oil, and he said, I need this much kerosene oil. And the person, obviously this is Imam of the time, keeping in mind, it's Imam of the time.
People, they used to love him. They used to respect him. Someone has come to your shop and definitely...
Love is not the word.
Allah.
They would just gather around to see a glimpse of his.
Subhanallah.
And Imam Ahl Sunnat alayhi rahmah, just imagine, let's pause this incident here for a second. Let's imagine we hold some kind of dignified rank in the society. We go somewhere and someone does a favor upon us because of our rank. We would happily take it. He would say, you know, you're such a big person. You know, I give you this much discount. We'll happily take it. But look at my Imam. Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he goes to buy the kerosene oil. He gets the required quantity, and then he asks how much. The person said that normally it's this much, but you are our Imam.
You're a scholar.
You're alim. So for you it's this much.
Then he gives the answer. What was that?
The answer he gives is that Allah still insists, no, take the full amount. He still says, no, you are Imam, you're alim. I can't, this is a discount for you, this is this much for you. We learn from you, you're alim. Then the answer Allah gives is that I do not sell my ilm.
Allah.
I do not sell my knowledge.
I know,
sir. And Imam Ahle Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala paid him the exactly same amount which he would take from ordinary public as well. So this is again the taqwa of Imam Ahle Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala, that he's not cashing his knowledge. He's not cashing in his fame that the people, you know, love him for. That they're giving him the discount on the things that he wants to purchase. But he's still saying that no, take same amount of money from me as you would take from ordinary people.
So what is our taqwa? For example, if you want to give a donation to the masjid, £100, we said to the imam, sir, here's £100. Can you do a lot on the speaker, the Haji sahab, Chodi sahab, Rana sahab, Raja sahab, and give £100 to the masjid? We went to one masjid, the Madni Kafila, and on Juma Salah, they took about 5 minutes. Everybody who gave from £5 up to £100, they mentioned his name. Raja sahab gave this much, Haji sahab gave this much. The brothers asked him, why do you do this? You waste 5 minutes. You can teach people some knowledge in this 5 minutes. You know what the masjid replied? That was, if we don't mention these people's name, they don't give us money.
No.
You know, we don't get any charity.
No.
And look, this is us today. We say we give it for Allah to Ajal, but we don't really give for Allah. We give it for people. We give it for name. We give it for fame.
Waqasbi, you've reminded me another touching waqia of two companions who went to Hajj. Right? And while they were returning from Hajj Qafila, they were on the way, and one of the companions, he said, go and get salt, right? And just tell to the shopkeeper, we are coming from Hajj, and please can you give us a little bit of salt. He went, the other friend or companion or whoever was with him, he went and he said that, we have come from Hajj, can you please give me this? Second time, they had to ask something else, and he said, okay, go now. Now, when he sent him third time, he said, I have sold my Hajj. I have sold your Hajj. Mm-hmm. Whose else Hajj shall I now sell? Mm-hmm. My dear Islamic brothers, this is taqwa. Imam Ahl Sunnah Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmat Rahman, such a great personality, Imam in any box of field when you talk about his personality, he seems an Imam, subhanAllah.
If you look a bit deeper into it, we will find out that the taqwa of Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala, it didn't just stay to him. When he saw someone going against the Sharia, he straight away conveyed the call towards righteousness to them. And straight away got it covered. Piety, taqwa in a person cannot come without adab. And the adab that Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala had, obviously it reflects his piety as well, his taqwa as well. His taqwa started in the early time of his childhood, that it is said that even at the age of 6, look at the adab and taqwa of Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, because of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him the rank which we remember him with today. That at the age of 6, Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, look at his mindset as well, that he found out the direction of Baghdad Sharif. Look at his love for Ghawth-e Paak radiyallahu ta'ala at the age of 6. Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh found out the direction of Baghdad Sharif, and since then, all the way until his last day, he never stretched his leg towards Baghdad Sharif.
Subhanallah.
This is his adab at the age of 6. Imagine, and this is another karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that as every day passes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises the ranks of his awliya. As the time passes, awliya karam, their ranks are elevated. So if this was the level of taqwa and piety and adab of Imam Ahl Sunnah at the age of 6, then imagine at the time of when he was commonly renowned as Imam Ahl Sunnah, when he was given this title of Imam Ahl Sunnah, what would be the level of his taqwa and piety and adab at that time?
Subhan.
And if this is the adab that he has for Baghdad Sharif, for the Rawza Mubarakah of Hazur Ghawth-e Paak radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, then what would be the adab he would have for Khana Kaaba Sharif and Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif?
Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brothers, subhanAllah, we're talking about the piety and taqwa of Imam Ahl Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatu rahman. We have also heard about the adab and respect. Adab and respect, what is adab and respect? When I was talking to one of the youth, right, and I said that you are wearing shorts, he said, I'm wearing shorts, but I'm covering my knees. That's all fine. I can stand in salah. I can offer my salah. You see, the people, they would like to just go to the limitation. They have been guarded in a sense. But I told him, I said, do you think it's the right, respectful way to stand in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? My dear Islamic brothers, if any of the prime ministers of this day and age, if he invites us, how would we go to him? What kind of outfit would be used, what kind of dressing would be used. I think we would go to our wardrobe and we will find the best possible clothing we have got, right? We'll use the best shoes possible we have got just to go and meet the Prime Minister or Minister of this Zareel Dunya. But what about the King of all the Kings, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? We are going in His courts and we are wearing the shorts and we are standing in His court and we find it's all okay. It's all respectful. It doesn't matter because it's just allowed. I think Islamic brothers, there are certain limits. There are certain conditions when there are flexibilities. There are relaxations. But my dear Islamic brothers, when you have got attire, when you have got outfits, when you have got good clothing, there were the ulama, there were the salihin, there were the people of the time. They had separate clothing for salah. They had the best of their clothing for salah. And whenever the time of salah would come, they would change their clothing because they were going in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But today's day and age, people, they find excuses and they say, it's fine, I can just... So tomorrow, they will say, okay, I won't wear the shirt. It's fine from navel to the including knees, I'm standing and it's all fine.
Whenever the time of salah would come, bearing in mind that offering salah with just a cap, with a topi is fine. There's no problem whatsoever in it. But Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whenever the time for salah would come, and whenever fard salah he would offer, he would always offer it with Imam Ash-Sharif.
Never offered it.
And he would have a separate garment, special attire that he would wear to offer salah. Even though that there wouldn't be any harm in offering with it without imamah sometimes, or within ordinary clothes. But look at the taqwa of Imam Ahl Sunnah, as you beautifully mentioned, that whose court you are going into.
Allah.
You're going in the court of King of all Kings. And Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he would specially prepare for salah. He would have separate garments for it, and he would wear those garments. Why? Because of the level of taqwa he would have.
Another disease you've got, Vakas bhai, I would want your points and your views onto this. There's another disease nowadays which is very common, that's music. Music has come so much in our society that our mobile phones, our tablets, television, everywhere, even in the toys, even in the shoes of the kids. Where would you find yourself saved from this disease? It's that widespread. Look at the taqwa of Imam Ahl Sunnah, Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan and Rahmat Rahman. Bear in mind, music is haram. It leads to Jahannam. And we have to save our ears from that. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, once he was going with one of the companions, and there was a sound of music. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam put his finger in his ears. And he was asking from the companion, is the voice stopped coming? Allahu Akbar. My dear Islamic brother, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to destroy the mazamir. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam put fingers in his ears, not to listen to music, but the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam puts headphones in the ears and he listens to music. Now imagine this. Let's talk about Anazat. Imam of Ahl Sunnah. Allahu Akbar. Once he was in one of the gatherings and there was suddenly a voice of a timepiece. It was a clock.
Alarm.
It started, the sound of music was coming from that alarm. There are certain alarms nowadays, tunes nowadays, which are completely full of music, right? And Allah said, stop it, because it is not jais to listen to this.
We have lost our taqwa, that's why we think everything is okay. Music is okay, to eat haram is okay, to go to haram places is okay, to wear shorts is okay, to do badli gahi is okay. Why? Because we have lost our God consciousness. We have lost our piety. We have lost our fear in Allah Azza wa Jal. This is, if we all come back, but the issue is, where do we get taqwa from? What do we need to do for taqwa? Let's ask Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, the Hazur, if we want taqwa, how do we get taqwa? Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi has narrated that there are seven stages of qualities to taqwa. If you want taqwa, you have seven things.
Allah.
What are those? Number one, stay away from kufr and shirk. That's the first stage of
one of the highest peaks of taqwa.
Highest peaks of taqwa. Number two, stay away from major sins. Number three, stay away from minor sins. So again, we do this. Major and minor sins is a part of our life routine. But how can we say we go taqwa, we do all these things? Number four, stay away from doubtful things. That is another azim aspect of taqwa, piety.
Levels of taqwa.
That's the level of taqwa. Number five, control your carnal desires, your nafs. What your nafs wants to do, you know, do certain things, carnal desires, control them as well. Stay away from those. Number six, stay away from things that takes you away from Allah Azza wa Jal. anything that takes you away from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and from His beloved Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, stay away from that thing. And number 7, free yourself from everything apart from Allah Azza wa Jal. Free your mind, free your heart, all the dunya, free yourself from that and just pick Allah and keep Allah Azza wa Jal. Whatever Allah and His beloved Habib say, stick to that. So where can we get this from today? Where do we find these people today?
I've got a solution for you, Makazbai, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. SubhanAllah, my dear Islamic brother, what a beautiful question he has posed. Where can we get taqwa today? Alhamdulillah, Amir Ahlul Sunnah, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas, Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya has given us a beautiful Madani In'amat Risala. Right? In that Madani In'amat Risala, this is a beautiful code of life to live your day-to-day routine life according to the requirements of taqwa. There are so many Madani In'amat which relate to major sins, which relate to minor sins, which relate to ibadat, and there are certain Madani In'amat which relate to your adab, respect what we are talking about. There are certain madani in'amat which relate to the dubious things. You have to save yourself from those things as well. You have to save. Alhamdulillah, you will find. And Amira Ahlul Sunnah, he has, alhamdulillah, compiled this book in such a beautiful way that if you would like to live your life according to madani in'amat, inshallah, you will save yourself from major sins, from minor sins, and you will increase your piety and taqwa, inshaAllah. I think this is the solution of your question.
And a person who has studied Ala Hazrat, who knows about Ala Hazrat, after going through the booklet of Madani In'amat, he would easily say that the author of this booklet is a true reflection of Ala Hazrat.
No doubt, absolutely. First of all, you should tell the viewers, there are certain viewers, they would be surprised, what is this risala? Because I've given a little bit of introduction, and this risala, where somebody can find? Is there available on internet? Is there available from the Dawat Islami's stores or books? Can you please let us then know first?
Madina Amat is a question and answer booklet, which Amir Ahlul Sunnah has written. And it's 50 daily acts in there. Total are 72. Some are daily, some are weekly, some are monthly, some are yearly. And there is 50 acts which you must do daily. For example, reading your salah, you know, keeping your eyes lowered. These you can get from the Maktabatul Madina busters, and you have the shops of Maktabatul Madina online. You can download it free, dawatislami.net. This is one of the ways to get azim taqwa. One of the best ways of taqwa you want is ask. This is the way of our awliya Allah, the Sahaba Ikram in the past, that at the end of the day, they should ask themselves, what have I achieved today? Have I done anything for Allah's Rasul today? When we go out to our beds, try tonight, when we go to our beds, think to yourself, just take 1 minute. Now, what have I done today? Have I done anything for Allah's Rasul today? I've missed all my namaz. I haven't read any Quran. I've gone out to work. I've earned a living. I've fed my kids. Doesn't matter if it's halal or haram. I don't care. But as long as the money is coming, as long as my bank balance is increasing, this is our level of taqwa. When we go and we earn haram, where is our taqwa? When we feed our children haram, where is our taqwa? We need to ask ourselves. When we miss salah, where is our taqwa? When we miss our fasting, where is our taqwa? The taqwa is finished. When we deal with interest today, when we get overdrafts and bank balances and all this stuff, where is our taqwa today? The issue is, we don't know taqwa. We don't have any knowledge of deen. The Prophet ﷺ said, learn from the cradle to the grave.
Subhan.
Keep learning ilm and deen, keep learning knowledge. And that knowledge that will benefit you in the dunya and the akhirah. That's all we need to start involved. Everybody needs to involve themselves in learning knowledge of the deen, inshallah.
MashaAllah.
To benefit in this world and the akhirah, inshallah.
Also, we would like to add here something with regards to the solution of this, because we have highlighted an issue. We have talked about the taqwa of Allah, that Imam Ahl Sunnah. So where can we take it further? From in our life, we want to adopt this. What Dawat Islami provides as a solution, like we're discussing about Madani In'amat?
Alhamdulillah. So I think Madani In'amat really is really the, as you said, the code of life. It's really the blueprint which we actually need to be following.
It's an extract from Quran and Hadith, actually.
Alhamdulillah. And it is really the way to reform ourselves. So this is really, I mean, I think that all the discussion which we have today, is when we need to bring it down to ourselves and say, yes, this is, we have learned about, alhamdulillah, it's great to talk about the Salihin and their way to do it. But actually, how are we going to implement it in our own lives? So as I said right at the beginning, that in every era, we need examples of how that can be brought, all these teachings of over 1400 years, how we can bring it and make it live today and implement it ourselves. Alhamdulillah, that's what Sheikh Tariqat is providing us with in the form of these Madani gifts. If we go through those in the question and answer form, we actually, each question we address ourselves and say, did I do it today? how could I improve on it? So, you know, so we want to achieve that in every walk of life, you know, whether we're working, we're studying, we wake up in the morning and our aim is to achieve more. But actually, when we go to bed, did we actually think, what have we achieved for our hereafter?
Now, this Maghrib Namaz, this will allow us to see how much of a practicing Muslim we are today. Jummah, we go, the masjids are full. Many of us are Friday Muslims. We go to the Jummah, the masjids are full. Soon as you go on Friday, Asr Salah, you go, you're lucky if you get one or two stops in the masjid. So this shows that this is the importance that we give to our Salah and give importance to the masjid in the house of Allah.
As we're talking about the taqwa and piety, those Islamic brothers who punctually act upon Madani in Ahmad, by looking at them, you would know what taqwa is. By looking at them, you would realize what piety is. By looking at them, you will say that he is a true ardent follower of Allah Hazrat. He is a true devotee of Allah Hazrat. Because as you mentioned earlier, that Amir Ahl Sunnah has compiled the teachings of Allah Hazrat into this beautiful organization of Dawat-e-Islami. Through Madani in Ahmad, our character is being reformed. And taqwa and all other habits, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, are being taught to us through Madani in Ahmad. So if you want to know how a muttaqi person looks like, look at the person who sincerely acts upon Madani in Ahmad and you will find the answer for this.
Some brothers must be thinking that we've been talking about Maghrib Namaz, that I want to become pious. I want to come into the Maghrib Muhur of Dawat Islami. The question they might be having is, how can I attach myself to this Muhur? Which application form do I need to fill in? How much is the fees that I need to give? What are the answers to these? How much does it cost to be part of Dawat Islami and wear the Maghrib Hulya and fill in the Maghrib Namaz?
MashaAllah, many Islamic brothers, Dawat Islami doesn't have any membership form, it doesn't have any fee. You can come and join, Alhamdulillah, this beautiful atmosphere of Dawat Islami. It's all free for us. You just need to come and join the gatherings of Dawat Islami. You just need to watch Madani channel. You are part of Dawat Islami. It's your Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah, you can learn a lot in your life. And then you can come into the fragrant atmosphere of Dawat Islami. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will feel the good smell of taqwa in your own personality. Yes, I can assure you, you will feel that. Because Changay Lokandi Sohbat Yaro Jive Dukan Attara. Changay Lokandi Sohbat Yaro Jive Dukan Attara. Sauda Pame Mul Nalaye Hulle An Hazara. The Bure Lokandi Sohbat Yaro Jive Dukan Luhara. Kapre Pame Kunj Kunj Baye Chinga Pan Hazara. Beautifully depicted in a couplet of one of the poets, he has depicted this, that when you go to a perfume shop, whether you buy something or not, but when you come out, you feel good smell in your personality, subhanAllah, within yourself. Why? Because you have gone to that beautiful, fragrant atmosphere. And if you go to a blacksmith, and no matter how much you save yourself, but definitely sparks will come. And then, my dear Islamic brothers, your clothing can be polluted. So this is a very, very interesting example for us to know. This atmosphere of Dawat Islami, this fragrant atmosphere of Dawat Islami, this shop of Attar, Alhamdulillah, is distributing the perfumes of Sunnah to the world. You just need to come and buy these perfumes, which is free of cost. You just need to come and Alhamdulillah, adopt the Sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Dawat Islami is there for you to help. And inshallah, you will attain the taqwa and you will have the smell, the beautiful fragrant smells from the seed of Allah Hazrat, whom we are talking today, inshallah, and you will find so many brothers, alhamdulillah, onto this beautiful path to piety, inshallah.
Hey, Khuda, Attar, جس کی دعا تجھ پہ ہو رحمت کا سایہ اے امام احمد رضا فیض رضا جاری رہے گا فیض رضا
Blessings of Allah Hazrat will continue. And Marry Islamic Brothers, inshallah, Azzawajal. Tomorrow we will come with another interesting and beautiful topic about the seerah and biography of Allah Hazrat Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Ashraf Imam Ahmed Raza Khan, Ali Rahmat Rahman. We've got very short time left. I'll just take few, very short and concise message at the end of today's silsila from Muballighin of Dawati Islami, inshallah.
Keeping the taqwa of Imam Ahl Sunnah in view. We need to remove the veil of negligence and heedlessness from our character and adopt that piety where we can have that precautionary approach in our actions, where we refrain from those actions which become a mean of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and start being steadfast upon those actions, whether they are faraiz, they are sunnahs, they are mustahabbat, whatever, which become a mean of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
One of the ways, as Wasima said, is to do good. The other form of taqwa is to stay away from bad. Save yourself from haram and be a pious Muslim. However Allah and His Rasul said, put that priority and inshallah you'll get benefit in the dunya and the akhirah, inshallah.
So I would like to say that a truly God-fearing, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's fearing person would always be humble. I think humility is that aspect of piety, which is depicted beautifully in Seerah of Sayyidi Alayhi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. Even when he was asked to give a speech, he would say, I've not been able to even do vows to my nafs. How could I do speech to you? So this is the imam of his time, and that was his humbleness, his humility. And I think, so that's what happens, that the more taqwa one has, the more humble he becomes. And I think this is really, that's what I'm saying.
And many Islamic brothers, I would like to just conclude the silsila. If you want to attain piety, if you want to have taqwa, then send salawat upon Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The most salawat and salutations you will send upon the best of all creation. Inshallah, the blessings of this will become that you will attain taqwa. You will attain parhezgari. You will attain piety. Ajab faizan hai aqa teri mohabbat ka. Ajab faizan hai aqa teri mohabbat ka. Durood tujh pe padhu aur khud sabar jaun. Durood tujh pe padhu aur khud sabar jaun. And inshallah, at the end, we will send salawat upon the best of all creation. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A multi-dimensional personality. A multi-dimensional personality. Imam Ahmed Raza.